Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Wednesday, middle of the week, July 22nd, 2020, 7:22, 2020, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. And if you're just tuning in or on or however you get to this program in the morning, we had Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler on in hour number one, and she stated a very interesting fact that is being picked up by other news sources right now that, you know, a mandatory mask mandate may go into place from the governor, but it looks as if things continue the way they continue, that Marion County could turn red as soon as Thursday, which would be tomorrow, which would mean we would be under a mandatory mask mandate anyway. So it hasn't been set in stone, but that's the news we got from Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler in hour number one. Now remember, a mandatory mask mandate just means you have to wear it in public places, but it's enforced by the businesses. So that's how that all works. And we'll see how that all goes and goes up and goes down and goes around. All right, if anybody has an opinion on that, give me a buzz. We had two great callers there before the end of the first hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hit me up on the toll-free line here. I would love to talk about it. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying. Give us a buzz here. Would love to hear from you. Remember, we don't go off the air at 10 o'clock today. I'll be here from 10 to noon today with Glenn Coble with the On the Air program, and then Glenn will be on today from 12 to 1 with The Progressive Life. We have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman today from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 p.m., all here today on WWGH Radio. But phone lines are open if you want to talk about that or anything else, 740-383-9944. And again, we want to thank all the great people at Dunkin' yesterday who let us come and broadcast there for 4 hours straight from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. They were very hospitable to us, and we cannot thank them enough for allowing us to do that. We had a great time with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Now, as I was talking about in hour number one, we tried a new way yesterday that we had never tried of doing a remote broadcast. We've tried different ways over the 6.5 years we've been here, but yesterday we tried a new method. I want to know how it sounded, because we really don't know how it sounded, to be honest with you. We had a radio there, and yes, there are recordings, but I haven't heard any of those yet. I was kind of busy yesterday. How did it sound going live over the air yesterday? Could you hear everything that Ted and I were saying? Could you hear the conversations clearly? Because we never broke up yesterday, and what I was concerned about was there was a lot of noise inside the Dunkin' yesterday, being it was the grand opening, and I don't know how it translated over the airwave. I hope it translated well. It sounds like it did from what we've heard so far, but how did the broadcast sound yesterday for those of you who listened, and did you enjoy that? Because if that was enjoyable, we might do more things like that, because it is fun to go out in the community and do things. And apparently I can talk a blue streak, so take me anywhere and drop me in anything, and I can go on for hours and hours and hours. So how did the broadcast sound yesterday? Hit me up on the toll-free line here, 740-383-9944. Now, here's an event that happened yesterday. I don't know if you were listening to the broadcast or not, And I'm willing to tell this story because, you know, I just don't get everything right all the time. And as I say, it was busy in Dunkin' yesterday. It was kind of loud. How can it not be? It was the grand opening of a restaurant here in town. Okay, here's what happened. We had already went on the air. Now, I believe this was during the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, the first hour we were on the air, Ted and I. So it's kind of loud in the Duncan building, and here comes their mascot, which I had never seen before. I had never seen the Duncan mascot. Very nice looking mascot. Great. So the Duncan mascot comes over. Now, the Duncan mascot cannot speak because it's in a big suit, and you would not be able to hear the person in the suit speaking. You know, it's one of those big mascot costumes. So all we can basically do is talk about the mascot and take pictures with the mascot. We can't interview them or anything like that. It's just a very visual thing. Okay, here's what happened. So I wanted to call the mascot by name. So I asked one of the employees there, I said, what's the, on the air, now we're on the air at this point, and I said, what's the name of this mascot? Now remember, it's loud in the building. You have to remember this, and that we're on the air. I could not walk over to the person and ask them what the name was, but here's my recollection of this. I said, what's the name of the mascot? And the person, now this is what I heard, and I'll explain this in a second. I thought the person said Guppy, G-U-P-P-Y, Guppy. Now in my mind, I'm thinking, why would you name the Dunkin' Donuts mascot Guppy? That doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, but I start talking about Guppy, because Guppy is standing right there next to us, and you know, you've got to talk about Guppy. Guppy's bouncing around, having a good time, looks good. And I do this for like 10 minutes. Ted and I are talking to and about Guppy, the Dunkin' Donuts mascot, G-U-P-P-Y. And at some point, the Dunkin' Donuts employee must have realized what we were doing. Again, we're live on the air, that this is not right. Something is wrong here. There's a big issue. Now, I think everything's fine. You know, it's Golden Voice. It's myself. We're connected. We're on the air live. We're talking to Guppy, the Dunkin' Donuts mascot. Okay. The Dunkin' Donuts employee comes over and explains to me that this is not Guppy, G-U-P-P-Y. It's Cuppy, C-U-P-P-Y, C-U-P-P-Y, Cuppy, which makes a whole lot more sense considering it's Dunkin' Donuts. Now, this is one of those moments where it dawns on you that you're just not paying close attention to what's going on. Now, it was explained to me that the Dunkin' Donuts mascot is not Guppy, but that it's Cuppy, C-U-P-P-Y, I look at the Dunkin' Donuts mascot, this big suit, you know, probably 6 to 7 foot tall suit, gigantic, beautiful mascot suit, which is a what? Yeah, you know the punchline. It's a cup. It's a 6 foot tall cup. So that's how you get the name Cuppy. Now you would think, being in radio now this long and understanding things of this nature, that I would think that a 6 foot tall, dancing, moving cup would not be named Guppy, but that it might be named Cuppy. My humiliation. So, if you go to Duncan and you see the big 6 foot cup mascot, the name is Cuppy. C-U-P-P-Y, Cuppy, not Guppy. My mistake. Oh boy. All right. That's my story yesterday from Duncan. But again, I want to thank the people at Duncan. They could not have been nicer, could not have been more kind, could not have been more hospitable, and we thank them for everything yesterday. Now again, if you heard the broadcast and you thought it was coming through loud and clear, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear about that. 740-383-9944, or anything else on your mind, give us a buzz. We would enjoy hearing from you. Remember, guppy, not cuppy. Guppy, not cuppy. Now, I also did learn yesterday, by the way, that Dunkin' Donuts, when they move into a town, they try to come up with a local donut. Okay, now here we are again, local donut. Now, as many of you know, I am the inventor of the apple butter donut. Now, I have not made apple butter donuts, and I'm not saying that I have ever made apple butter donuts, but I am the inventor of apple butter donuts, which is a donut that you pump apple butter in and then put some kind of icing or yeah, I'm being told it's cuppy, not guppy. Yeah, I understand that now. You put some kind of icing or cinnamon on top of this donut. Now, here's what I think. I was there on the first day. I think the apple butter donut should be named after me. Now, I don't want to be egocentric about this whole thing, but I think if enough people go to Dunkin' and they say, listen, you know the guy who was here yesterday, radio guy? That should be called, you can name it whatever you want. You can use my first name and last name, but that should be Marianne's Donut. Because, you know, I don't care about a statue. I don't care about a proclamation. I don't care about a plaque. I don't care about a building. I don't care about a road. You know, but a donut? Now we're talking business. Now you want to be named after a donut. Because, see, donuts can't be messed around with. You can't take down a donut. You can't do any of these things. So I think we should pressure Dunkin' to name the donut for me. I just think it's a done deal. Marianne's Donut. I wish I could remember what yesterday's favorite donut was. I wrote it down at one point, but I do not have it with me. Does anybody listening to the broadcast yesterday remember what the favorite donut was yesterday? I remember that the favorite drink was an iced coffee, which I've never had an iced coffee in my life, although I do hear they're good. What was the favorite donut? I know it was vanilla something. Vanilla something, but I don't remember anything other than vanilla. I cannot remember what the favorite donut was yesterday. If you remember and we're listening to the broadcast, this will be a good way to find out if indeed the broadcast was coming through loud and clear, if you heard this favorite donut. And I know they ran out of it yesterday. It was so popular. What was the favorite donut yesterday at Dunkin'? I only remember vanilla. Yeah, I'm getting a note here from somebody who was listening yesterday. I said it backwards? G-U-P-P-I? Didn't I say guppy and cuppy, right? It's cuppy, not guppy. See, sometimes the brain's working faster than the mouth here. The Dunkin' Donuts mascot is cuppy, not guppy. Cuppy. C-U-P-P-Y. All right. Now, does anybody remember what the favorite donut was yesterday at Dunkin'? I just remember vanilla. And by the way, the person who's sending me the messages out here, do you think that the broadcast sounded good? Could you hear Ted and I just as if I'm on the microphone right now? Was it crystal clear broadcasting? That's what we want to know. But remember, it's cuppy, not guppy. Cuppy, not guppy. Now, oh, wait a second. Now, there's about to be trouble here. Somebody just sent me a picture of a Dunkin' box. A Dunkin' box filled with donuts, I'm sure. And do I have any donuts here in the studio? Well, of course I don't. And I didn't eat a single donut yesterday, by the way. I want to be on record. I did not eat a single donut in the entire four-hour broadcast. Now, here all I wanted was a Dunkin' coffee and some donuts, and the person who was supposed to go get those this morning now has donuts somehow. Now, how did they get donuts? We really don't know, but somehow I do not have them. Now, this is a problem. Does anybody, boy, that'll drive you nuts. Does anybody remember yesterday what the number one donut was? I just remember it was vanilla. Vanilla something. Oh, this person didn't buy them. Well, that remains to be seen. Here comes a phone call. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, wasn't that a vanilla cream filled?
Was it vanilla? You know, that's what I tend to think. It was vanilla cream, but I can't remember. I know we said it a bunch in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. And boy, it wouldn't. I about bet I know who in the world's teasing you with that box of donuts, too.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to say the name this morning because I talked about getting some donuts and one of their coffees here to test it out because I didn't get a chance to do that yesterday. And here I get a picture of a Dunkin' box, and they're claiming that they did not buy it. Now, doesn't that sound a little shaky?
Boy, it sure does. Sounds real suspicious.
It's suspicious, it's shaky, and it's just not right.
No, I ain't gonna say names, but I'm pretty sure I'm on the same wavelength as you are on who it is.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And you know, the thing of it is that, you know, here I am. I'm going to be here for 2 more hours with Glenn this morning. And, you know, I could have used the willpower, manpower of a box of donuts and, you know, a nice coffee from Dunkin', which I have not had. Did you understand the whole cuppy guppy thing?
No, what was he, a mascot? Is he a giant cup?
Or? He is a giant cup, which should have tipped me off that the name was Cuppy, not Guppy.
Oh, well, we all make mistakes there. Cuppy, Guppy, Fluffy, and...
That's right. All I heard was a Y, and I just went with it.
There you go. That's right. Everybody's entitled for a little slip-up.
A little slip of the tongue here and again, now and again.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a good day, Scott, now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, but it is, and it's such a lame excuse to say that this person did not buy them. Now, that's lame, you know, because whether you bought them or not, you still could deliver some. Simple as that. You know, this is not brain surgery here this morning. That's all I'm saying. Not brain surgery here this morning on the morning show. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I was late listening yesterday, and I got in maybe about this time. I actually thought that you guys were doing a rerun of a party you'd had.
Oh,
but I couldn't. It was. I didn't think it was nearly as understandable as you usually are.
So how did it sound? So it wasn't quite as understandable as being on a microphone here.
It sounded like a whole bunch of people having a party. But it was too hard to make up what they were saying and stuff. I didn't. It may be just me and my ears, too.
Well, it was interesting because we tried a new method yesterday using a phone line instead of the internet connection.
Okay.
And because the internet connection is shaky, because if you lose connection there or you lose connection here, it'll knock you right off.
Mm-hmm.
But usually a phone line will not do that.
Yeah.
But to use a phone line, we had to go with more of an omnidirectional microphone, which is just a microphone in the middle of the table, which picks up what everybody's saying. Now, we were definitely closer to that microphone than anybody. We were sitting right over top of it. So I assume that hopefully Ted and I were able to be heard better than anybody else. But as far as noise in the room, there's no doubt about it because it was a very, very busy place.
Yeah, and like I say, it sounds like a New Year's Eve type thing. Hey, my daughter, when she was going to school, she worked at the other Dunkin' Donuts, and she absolutely hated it. She'd worked the ninth call, and a couple of times there, somebody would, you know, accidentally drop a whole plate of donuts, and they were told, "We'll pick them up."
Oh,
Yeah. And they'd have guys in there, and they'd spend most of the night sitting in there sipping coffee. And then they always say, hey, would you warm this up a little bit? And if they left a tip at all, it was a nickel.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
You know what I was so surprised? You know, they built this place from the ground up. And what I was so impressed with yesterday was, because I had been to the old Dunkin' on the corner there of, what is it, Kensington and, is that Kensington? Yeah, Kensington and Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah.
And the difference was, I mean, they have self-ordering, they have a nice lobby, first of all, tables you can sit at. They have a self-ordering machine. They have a great counter space there. You can get more now than just donuts and coffee. The drive-through was absolutely packed yesterday, only allowing 12 people in the store per shot. So the drive-through was wrapped the entire time, and the people working were so determined to do well. I was just highly impressed with it. And you know what it also made me think about was, you know, Dunkin' announced about a month ago or something that they had closed a lot of chains because of the COVID thing, and a lot of companies have done that. But I don't think this place is in any danger. And unlike other places that have big grand openings in Marion and then it doesn't turn out so well, you know, well, that goes both ways. You know, Popeye's had that, and then they went downhill. Ryan's had that, and then, not Ryan's, Ponderosa had that, then they went downhill. But Panda Express had that, and Panda Express is still doing very well. I think Dunkin' will fall more in the Panda Express area, because I think there are just certain items that Dunkin' has, like Panda Express, like their coffee, their donuts, that are niche items. I never had seen a wrap like that. I'd never seen people lined up at a door before the business opened, a food business like that.
Were they staying there, 6 feet apart?
You know, honestly, people were wearing masks. Every employee certainly had a mask on. The people outside tended to have a mask on. Now, were they 6 feet apart? The people standing outside, yeah, they kept their distance. And like I said, the drive-thru was the real big hit yesterday. I bet you could get 16 if you wrapped the building, which people could do. And that it was wrapped from the time they opened at 8 o'clock till I left at noon, and I don't know how long that continued.
Yeah, it sounded like they had a pretty good thing there, you know. I hope it does well.
Yeah, well, it's in the right place.
I hate it. Well, like in White Castle and some others weren't able to make it. You know, we waited for years to get that in place, and then nothing happened.
Well,
that's a shame.
You know, and I've thought over the years, I wonder if that had to do with location. I mean, 95 is the best location you're going to get, but the further you go down 95, when you get down to the end there by Walmart and all those places, there's a lot of stuff right there. You know, the one thing I think Dunkin' is actually inside the city limits because it's before Perkins. You know, everything before Perkins going,
Okay. Yeah,
that's inside the city limits. So Dunkin' is actually inside the city limits where White Castle and Popeyes and Ponderosa were all outside the city limits.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yep.
But hey, well, I thank you for calling.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Now, everybody's got a little different opinion on this whole broadcast yesterday. I just got another note now saying it was muffled yesterday. It was a little muffled, is what I'm hearing. It was a little muffled. Now, that could have been because we were live and we did have an open omnidirectional microphone, so it could have been a little muffled. But if you could understand what we were saying, that was the important part. Now, this person is also saying they would stop there before some other places. I don't know. We'll see how the Dunkin' bit goes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is the Werner's man. You tried the Boston Cooler Friday night. I was out of town.
You know, on Friday night, we ended up not trying it. only because on Friday night, because I didn't think this would be good. Friday night, we ended up having pizza almost immediately before we went on the show, and I was not sure that would have been a good combination.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But did you get a chance yesterday to listen to the Duncan broadcast?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you go to Boston, you will find Duncan counters in hardware stores, department stores, drug stores, grocery stores. I took a friend of mine up to Boston about 10, 12 years ago, and he couldn't believe the number of Duncan outlets and where they were located. They were in the weirdest places, just very small places, counters with coffee and a few donuts, a few variety donuts, but they're all over Boston.
Well, you know, Duncan started in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. But it's really wild because he couldn't believe that, you know, Duncan, you know, a donut store would be in a grocery store or a department store or a drug store.
Do you think, because obviously we have other donut shops here in Marion, do you think that Duncan will be a survivor?
Oh, I think it will, yeah.
People were awful excited yesterday.
Yeah, of course that's happened before other places, you know. But, I think they'll make it. Only problem I see is the location there. How was traffic yesterday? Was traffic getting out all right?
And it was, and I kept hearing about this turnstile that was going to be put in that would force you to go to the right when you left Duncan, but that there's no turnstile there. When you go out, you can go to the right or to the left, which is kind of like Wendy's. And I did, for all the traffic they had yesterday and not to have one traffic accident reported, that's got to be a good sign.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was my main concern because I think that's what happened to White Castle and Popeyes is the location, you know, that there's not much parking, and it's, it's just a White Castle. When White Castle closes, there's something wrong somewhere, you know.
Oh, so just to keep up with somebody who listened yesterday, how did Ted and I sound from this party atmosphere we were in?
They were good. It was good. You could hear the background sound, but you came through all right.
Okay, because you just always want to be understandable when you're doing something like that. So if you could hear what we were saying, that was the important part.
Oh yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, no problem at all.
Now, did you happen to hear like when the pastor was on with me or Terry was on with me?
No, I didn't catch all. I didn't catch the whole time you were on. Just little patches.
But definitely, Ted and I came through okay.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad it turned out okay, and I'm glad you got a chance to listen. And we're going to try those drinks. I'm looking toward this Friday, as long as there's no garlic involved in the pre-show dinner.
I was out of town, so I couldn't hear. The broadcast. You can't pick up your station after you get Mount Gilead, maybe, or something like that.
Right. You can always listen on the TuneIn app on your phone.
I've never looked at that.
The TuneIn app is free. If you download that and search WWGH, you can listen anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to. We're gonna try Boston Coolers this Friday. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Mm-hmm.
All right. There we go. The Boston Cooler, man, and we're going to work on that. Now, my understanding, again, of Boston Cooler is Werner's Ginger Ale and Vanilla Ice Cream. That's how you get a Boston Cooler. I've never had one. I doubt most people have had one, but we're going to try it. It's a Boston delicacy. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 41 minutes past the hour. On this Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2020, 7/22/2020, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about whatever was going on yesterday over at the Duncan and our broadcast and how it came through,
Some people say a little muffled. Some people say crystal clear. As long as we were understandable, that's the point. Because it was in the middle of a party atmosphere. It was very loud there, very busy. I mean, it was opening day, and that's the way it goes. Now, what else did I want to talk about? All right. Well, you know what? We had a big discussion here on Monday, but I might hold that off for a second. Because it was such a big discussion, I don't think I'm going to get it in 18 minutes to continue on with that particular discussion. So I'm going to continue with, well, you know what? Let me do this. Because this is, Monday we had the discussion. I'm not going to get fully into this. I might save most of this for tomorrow. But Monday we got into the discussion about depression and what makes people happy and so on and so forth. And during this COVID, a lot of people are very unhappy. They're having problems. They're having social problems. They're having financial problems. They're having all kinds of problems. And it's very unfortunate. And it's driving a lot of people to be very unhappy. Now, what we talked about on Monday, really, was how do we fix this problem? How do we have hope in a time of sadness? Where is that hope going to come from? Well, here's what I believe. I believe that the more that you put out in the world, the more good thoughts, the more hope you will have. Because as I said on Monday, I think that when you can be stressed, there's no doubt about it. Everybody can be stressed every day of their life. But when you are stressed, you do not get anything from stress, usually. There is no return from stress. Stress is just stress. Stress has no good outcome. But hope does have a good outcome. Not always, but hope can have a good outcome. Now, this goes into something else I was talking about the other day. Well, several weeks ago, actually. You know, I was talking about how many, 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 many years... you could kick people to the curb and feel better, too. Yeah, that helps. Every so often, kicking a good person to the curb will make you feel a whole lot better. Because you know what it does? It opens doors for you. But you've got to be sure not to alienate the people who are important to you. That's the big problem. You can't alienate the people. Let's see here. The title besties that are everywhere. Well, now I'm confused. Now, what does that mean? What does the title besties being everywhere mean? That you have besties everywhere? See, this whole bestie thing, since the beginning, this has been very confusing to me. Now, it's my understanding that bestie means best friend. And you have a best friend, and that's your bestie. But I don't know about the title being everywhere. I wouldn't say that I have, Beatles, not bestie. See, if I had my, I can't see. The person now is putting it in caps. Can I see? No, apparently I can't this morning. I thought they said bestie, not Beatles. Little Beatles. All right. Well, I gave somebody a laugh this morning. Little besties, little Beatles. Does anybody know anything about little Beatles all over the place? I don't know. I haven't seen any little Beatles. Is that like a small singing group? Does anything know about Beatles loose in the town? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Laughing so hard they're crying. Well, you know what? I'm still going to talk about besties, even though apparently it was Beatles that people wanted me to talk about. So here's the deal. It's probably lack of nutrition from no donuts and no coffee. That's probably what's driving this morning. But there are two. Bestie to me means best friend. That's what my understanding of the whole term is. And I think you should only have one of these. You've got to have one bestie, one best friend. I think it lessens the term when you have like 25 of them or even 5 of them. But you should be able to count on that person to give you some kind of emotional substance, I would hope. Because I think that's the whole point of it. To give you some kind of emotional sustenance and substance. So hopefully that's what a bestie does for you. I don't know. Does anybody have a better term for bestie? Better definition? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hit me with a phone call. And now I've got a cuppy. I got a picture of a cup of coffee with a half-eaten donut beside it. See, somebody is just poking this morning. They're poking. Donut and coffee. See, this is so wrong to poke somebody like this. Why would you want to poke somebody by saying you're having a donut and coffee when I can't have any donuts and coffee? I think that's wrong. I think that's just totally unfortunate. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hit me and we'll get you up on the air. But remember forever that hope is better than stress. Stress gets you nowhere. I'm not saying bad things won't happen. Bad things do happen. But stressing about them will not make them any less. Now, having hope, hope might help. Hope puts a good feeling in the world. And that's the way it goes. There you go. Now, this is where I was going with that. I knew I had a point before the whole Beatles bestie thing came up. Now, the point I was making was, before I went into this, many weeks ago, we talked about massages on this program. Because back, I think when I was in college, I was around this girl who was studying to be a massage technician. And she was telling me about the pressure points that you can hit and how it really does relax the body and all the areas that you can fix on somebody by doing this. And what this made me think, why these two things go hand in hand in my mind at this particular point, is that for some reason, you know, if you are around somebody who is... Somebody's trying to run this show this morning, I think. If you talk about somebody who is, well, let me say this. I know people go out and get pedicures, they go out and get manicures to try to solve these problems, these tense problems that they're having in life. And sometimes massages do that. Now, the great thing about this, in case you weren't listening a couple weeks ago, we learned the difference between a massage technician and a masseuse. Now, a massage technician is somebody who works on a certain injured part of the body. And a masseuse is somebody who just works over the whole body trying to relieve tension. So the point is that as long as you have hope, if you are having stress, maybe you just need to work on yourself. As far as, you know, give yourself a little massage around the neck. Give yourself a little massage around the arms. Massage whatever is bothering you. And that's why that will help you get through whatever you need to get through. It will loosen up all the joints and the muscles and all the problems you are having. And I think in general, it's also hopeful. It'll give you hope in a positive way. So that's just my tip of the day. Because although I cannot get a massage, I think I said this before. I can't, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but all the times that I've ever had to tried to have a massage, I can't do it. There's something about it that to me is just very uncomfortable. I don't know why that is. It's odd. Now, I guess over the years, from time to time, I've had somebody like do it on the neck, a massage that it feels okay. But for the most part, it just doesn't get it for me. Now, other people love them. Other people, it makes them almost positively transcendental, takes them to a whole nother place, relieves all their problems. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just too tense. I'm just completely too tense for a massage. But I don't feel tense, so I don't really know what that is. But I will say that I do hope people get hope, because I'm really worrying about that. You know, as we're about to slip into red here in Marion, and who knows about mask mandates and so on and so forth, I want people to be happy, content, calm. That's what I really want. And however they get there is however they get there. I don't think ignoring your problems is the best way to deal with them. I know a lot of people choose that method, to ignore their problems or suppress them. I don't know if that works, because I think what eventually happens is I think the problems are going to get you anyway. I just think they do, unfortunately, because eventually you've got to come out of that suppression. You can't stay suppressed forever. And suppression does not make the problems go away. Now, if it makes you feel better for the moment, okay. But I don't know that suppression ever fixed any problems. And I don't know. I think it'll last a couple days until something major happens that will just cause everything to flare up again. And then it's kind of back to square one, which is unfortunate, because you kind of wish it wasn't that way. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Where does this all lie? And again, it goes back to, and I got a picture this morning of the coffee and the donut, which that kind of made me laugh. Sending pictures, writing letters, doing things out of the ordinary. This is all going to change the game. This is all going to change your life in an odd way. It really will. Sometimes you just got to do things out of the ordinary that will cause a miracle. And those are the type of miracles I think we all can get behind. Because if you drive a miracle yourself, it's great. But if you don't, you don't. I don't know. Are people turning on people? That's one thing I'm waiting to see when these stores start with these mandates. Are people going to turn on the stores? Are people going to turn on the employees? I sure hope not. But it definitely could happen. It definitely could happen. And I think sometimes people kind of go out of their head a little bit. They start to do things that they normally would not do, because the suppression gets so deep. And that's unfortunate too, because it doesn't have to be that way, really. You don't have to suppress that deep. Hope springs eternal. There is always a chance for hope if you work on it. And again, you get through things together. You don't get through things alone. That's a big thing. That's always been a big thing. You know, how are we all going to survive on this planet? Well, we're going to survive together. We're certainly not going to survive apart. And work on your circle, I guess. Your circle is a big thing. I hate to bring up the circle, because I don't even know if circle is the right word. But I guess when you're in a circle, when you're in a pattern, you will continue to repeat that pattern. And as you continue to repeat that pattern, you'll get the same result. Again, as we said the other day, everybody knows that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome. And I think that's what happens a lot. And that's sad, because I don't think people ever get to where they need to get to. So that is what it is. 55 and a half minutes past the hour. Don't forget, I'll be on with Glenn Coble today on the air from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. And we've got people who are messaging me right now saying, yes, they are in relationships where things are being suppressed. You know, relationships are... Here's some good advice for you. If the relationship is not fun you're doing it wrong. Just a little bit of advice for you. If the relationship is not fun, you're doing it wrong. Not that you won't have bad times, but if it's becoming so dramatic that the drama is outweighing the happiness of it all, then you got trouble. Then you got trouble. Then you just got to move on. Because you never know what you'll find around the corner. I know people who say, oh, man, I'm going to be single forever. Oh, my goodness, I would never marry again. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And you know what? Once they get freed up from their current situation, within 6 months, they're in a new relationship. They're married. And they don't even think about it. Because what happens is when you're married, nobody's going to try to, well, most people are not going to try to approach you. Most people are, you know, you're not going to form that bond. You're not going to hang around with somebody else in that particular way. You know, go out to dinner and alone and things of that nature. But you might find that person's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, the best story always is the story about the guy who chased the girl that he thought was the girl of his dreams, and in the process of chasing that girl, he realized that the girl who was chasing him was the real girl of importance because she put effort into it, where other people did not. So that's a good lesson to learn. Another good emotional lesson here this morning on the morning show. I'll be here all week and through Friday. But as I say, I'm not going away today. I got a whole another 2 hour period coming up from 10:10 until 12 noon today with Glenn Coble, and then a Progressive Life 12:10 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And remember, WWGH Radio is always streaming online. Plus, we've got a great archive on the website, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app in your little app store. And it's absolutely free, and you can search WWGH and listen anywhere in the world. That's the way it goes. Okay, here it is. And the best part is the girl choosing the guy and then meets a guy that's worth her time. And that's right. Yes, yes, that's exactly right. Sometimes you don't realize until you get out of your current thing that there's somebody there that maybe you didn't expect that was all the more important. And you start leading a happier life. Isn't that funny how that happens? But you don't know until you take the shackle off. Is that why they call marriage a ball and a chain? The old ball and chain. Now there, how did that ever come about? What a weird saying for marriage. Get rid of the old ball and chain? Or boyfriend, girlfriend? And see what happens. Glenn Coble and I coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period. That's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd, and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said yes December 9th, or did it earlier?